Hello friends, as we all know the importance of chemistry and chemicals in the field of science. So we all know that chemistry is everywhere and nothing is possible to manufacture without chemistry and chemicals. As this is the occasion of Diwali and you heard sound of some crackers in background, so all these crackers also manufactured with chemicals. And there is the need of chemistry everywhere. So with learning, teaching and working with chemistry, we can also start investing in chemical manufacturing companies to become rich and wealthy person. As we are the person from the field of chemistry, we learn chemistry, we teach chemistry, we work with chemistry, so we understand very well chemistry and chemicals. We also understand very well the importance of chemicals in real world. So as a chemist, we can easily understand the uses of some chemicals which are very useful and which are required in huge quantities in the real world. So we can start investing in this type of companies which manufacture these chemicals, and as a chemist we can predict that these chemicals are the basic chemicals with huge requirement in future. So the companies which manufacture and do business in the manufacturing of these chemicals never go bankrupt. These companies always grow. So these sort of companies become wealthy over times, and as an investor in these companies we also become wealthy over times. So here is some companies in this discussion, for example, which manufacture chemicals which we can consider for investing after doing some fundamental analysis of the companies. So first company is Tata Chemicals Limited. Tata Chemicals is a mid-cap company and dealing in diversified chemicals business. Dear friends, you can heard sound of crackers in background because I am recording this podcast on the occasion of Diwali. So don't mind the background sound. Tata Chemicals Limited is a holding company which manufactures soda ash and sodium bicarbonate for diverse industries such as glass, detergent, silicates, textiles, food, pharmaceuticals, animal feed, mining and chemical processing. You can also see that the Tata salt which comes to our home is also manufactured by Tata Chemicals Limited and distributed by Tata Consumers Limited. Second company is Lakshmi Organic Industries. Lakshmi Organic Industries is a small cap company dealing in the manufacturing and business of specialty chemicals. Lakshmi Organic Industries is a specialty chemical manufacturer offering acetyl intermediates and specialty intermediates. Third company is Vinati Organics Limited. Vinati Organics Limited is a mid-cap company dealing in the manufacturing and business of specialty chemicals. It is engaged in the manufacturing of organic and inorganic chemical compounds, specialty organic intermediates and monomers. Fourth company is JB Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited. JB Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited is a small cap company dealing in the manufacturing and business of healthcare and pharmaceutical products. It is manufacturer and marketer of a range of pharmaceutical formulations, herbal remedies and active pharmaceutical ingredients,
that is APIs. Fifth company is Deepak Nitrite Limited. Deepak Nitrite Limited is a mid-cap company dealing in the manufacturing and business of commodity chemicals. It is a chemical manufacturing company. The company's segment include bulk chemicals and commodities, fine and specialty chemicals, and fluorescent whitening agents. Sixth company is a large cap company. Name of company is SRF Limited. SRF Limited is a large cap company dealing in diversified chemicals business. SRF Limited is a holding company engaged in manufacturing of chemicals and polymers, textile chemicals, and packaging films. Seventh company is Diamine and Chemicals Limited. Diamines and Chemicals Limited is a small cap company dealing in the manufacturing and business of commodity chemicals. The company is engaged in the manufacture of organic chemicals compounds and is also involved in electric power generation using other non-conventional sources like windmill. The company manufactures a range of ethylene amines in India. Eighth company is Camrax Enterprises Limited. Camrax Enterprises Limited is a small cap company dealing in the manufacturing and business of commodity chemicals. It is a manufacturer of intermediates for bulk drugs and dyes and pigments. The company's products include chlorobenzoic acid, nitrobenzoic acid, and acetic acid. And company also engaged in the manufacturing of many other chemicals. So friends, in this podcast we will discuss about some companies and about their business and some chemicals which they manufacture. But you can also do your own research to find some chemicals or some compounds which is very useful in near future and which company manufacture these compounds. And after that, do some fundamental analysis which you can learn from our website sandhuvalueinvesting.blogspot.com, or you can join our Telegram channel Sandhu Value Investing to learn about fundamental analysis of any company. And you can start investing in these companies by opening a DMAT account. So to open DMAT account, visit the description of this podcast, and there you can find the link of Zerodha with which you can open DMAT account very easily. So learning chemistry help you in your career, and understanding chemicals uses in real world make you rich and wealthy by investing in good, fundamentally strong chemicals manufacturing companies. So happy investing in chemical companies. See you soon in the next podcast. Goodbye.